Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I love it on Thursdays on the YouTube because we got the three shot here with Pat Bostic, and so Harry has to find a way to get Jeff's face onto the screen, and you can watch that on YouTube.com, our wildly popular live stream. Also, it is the Hawk Report, Harry. How we doing, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Jeffrey.
We need to get a four box.
We do. The less of my face, I think, the better. You can just go ahead and put Jeff right over my face, Harry. He's not paying attention. He's talking to someone.
Put it over his armpits.
Yeah, quit making fun of me. I got pit stains. It is what it is. All right.
We used to have a host that would come in and sniff armpits.
Yeah, he still works here and he hosts 10 to 2. His name is Joe Starkey.
No, he worked with Starkey. Yeah.
Oh God, what a strange man. The stories I've heard about Seibel. Anyway, all right.
Anyway,
Jeff, the Pirates and Oscar Marine have parted ways, and Jason Mackey, who's now back on the Pirates beat, he said there was player input in that decision. Is that something that you had heard, that pitchers weren't seeing eye to eye with Oscar Marine? Because from a statistical standpoint and using our eyes, that was clearly the best part of the team this year. What is your understanding from what you heard of what went down there?
Yeah, it is not something I had heard, but there's been so many moving pieces. I mean, so many different prospects, the one-year free agents that have been in and out, or some that have just been here for a couple of months and then traded. So we haven't heard a lot, and it's kind of seemed like, hey, it's working. We'll just kind of leave that alone. We're putting our focus on the hitting. But obviously there was a difference of opinion. I'm sure Donnie's got someone in mind, if not Charrington, if not both, that's going to come in and man. You talk about jobs. Like, there are times you come to Pittsburgh, it's like, I don't know if I want to be the hitting coach. I get a chance to be the pitching coach with Skeens and all this young talent. Like, you would think there'd be a line for that job.
Jeff, the crop of quarterbacks in college football, they're not panning out. I mean, as we sit here right now, though, things could change. There's still a lot of season left. But the crop of potential first-round quarterbacks aren't looking too great right now. Do you think that there could be a case where the Steelers – or picking in the first round and don't pick a quarterback in the 2026 draft?
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, is it probable? I don't think so. It's possible. Let's say we get into names. You start realizing the guys like Mendoza and Moore from Oregon. I mean, there's been some other guys, the TCU quarterback, that have stepped up over the course of this season. So maybe when the season ends, you're thinking, all right, I like these five guys, but it may not be many of the same five guys you thought of at the beginning of the year. I mean, guys change, guys emerge, and then you see guys regress. And like if right now, if I'm Manning, I'm probably taking the money from Texas and giving myself another year.
Yeah, does Texas want to give him the money?
Well, there's a question.
A lot of football left. A lot of football left for the Steelers, Jeff. On the injury front during the open week, what are you hearing on the status of Calvin Austin and Jalen Ramsey?
So Ramsey, we expect to be out a couple of weeks. with that hamstring injury. It's funny. Austin's been like a really guarded state secret. I know he tweeted something out that he's feeling all right, that not to worry, that he's going to be good. We just don't know. We know he went to the hospital with the shoulder injury, you know, right after the game, but you don't know if that's because did Croke Park not have the type of facilities that a typical NFL right. stadium has, to where you had to have those tests done at a local hospital. I would say this. I'm not so worried about it in the Cleveland game, because kind of figure in that Cleveland game, there's going to be a lot of tight ends. There's going to be a lot of max protect. So is two receiver going to be the biggest deal? So if it's a short injury, and again, we don't know, even if he feels good for Sunday, maybe you have him, you know, ramped up for that Thursday game at Cincinnati.
Jeff, I know that last year when Russell Wilson and the Steelers beat the Commanders, and then Russ did the finger wag thing, that to me was like the high point of the season, and it seemed like Russ was having a good time and the vibes were really high. But apart from that, the most fun a quarterback, it looks like, has had with the Steelers in the last 5 years is Aaron Rodgers on Sunday at Croke Park. And I'm wondering, from you being around more often, obviously, than I have, like, do you feel like Rodgers is having as much fun as he thought he would have? And do you think that there's a chance, and it's a good bye week talk, that he could be back next year?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's early. I mean, and the biggest thing he said is going to be physical. Like, how do I feel at the end of the year? So, I mean, look, there's been some times he's been hit. Let's see how he feels at the end of the year. But I think from the beginning of training camp in Latrobe, I mean, he's come in, he embraced it. It's not like, oh, I have to go to a college campus, or I have to share a bathroom with DK Metcalf, or he embraced all of it. And he has had an open door policy. Here's the thing that I really like about Aaron is he's so comfortable in his own skin. Like, he'll go and rip a guy, but he can take it back. And he'll take blame for something that he did wrong. And I think there's a really good open dialogue between these guys. Now, the biggest test in this is always what happens during a losing streak. We haven't seen that. But what we have seen is just this relationship and like this odd Rodgers Skowronek, like dude whose dad's from Connellsville and a California boy that have become, you know, like really good friends. And it's not just him. It's others on the team. Like it's as good a quarterback situation as we've seen since Ben.
Jeff, one last injury question. Jaylen Warren, what do you think? I was surprised that he didn't play.
I was too. I'm not sure. I mean, we didn't get to see Jaylen on the field this week. We'll know more on Monday. But man, Gainwell played well. The line took advantage of opportunities. And I mean, good for Gainwell. He showed up and showed that he could be a guy. You know, we talked to Eddie Faulkner. He thought in that last series that Caleb Johnson showed more than he has all year. Like, so maybe they're starting to feel a little confidence in throwing him out there for a couple of reps. So even if Jaylen can't go, we might see some more of Caleb, because we didn't see, you know, much of anything else other than Gainwell in that game in Ireland.
Jeff, you're a wonderful man. We appreciate your time as always, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Hawk.
There you go. Nestled Jeff right on top of Pat Bostic's head.
It's a good spot. It's a good spot to be. A bird's eye view, if you will.
Caw! Would you?
Doran doesn't like it.
Would you like to try to do a caw, Doran?
No. You'll make a SpongeBob voice, but you won't try a hawk sound? Come on.
Ah! Wow, Doran. Jeez, that was embarrassing. Yeah. A real embarrassing attempt there from our guy, Doran.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.